If you were following me on Twitter today, you may have seen that I threw out a slightly weird philosophical question about whether or not the French cultural sector had a concept of art having a right to exist or not exist. And I can't think of anyone better to ask about this than Marc Gault. Marc, you run Canal 93. Did that make sense to you?
It makes sense. Yeah. Right back in the time of André Malraux, who created the Ministry of Culture, the idea was art for art's sake, in a way, and access for the people to art. And there's one good example, much more contemporary of that, is the hip-hop movement, which in France, let's say, is about 20 years old, roughly, and making attempts to get into the institution. And so are popping up now people who are saying, but we have a right to be in the institution, not because we are artist X or artist Y and we have something specific to say, but because we are hip-hop and you are the state, so you have to recognise that we are hip-hop.
So there's that connection between... It's a very holistic way of looking at it. I suppose that, again, ties in with... One of the big conversations that's happened over the last few days is about the relationship between language and culture. And French language is far more elastic than many for kind of... wrestling with concepts like that without having to put a single word on it, that actually you get a kind of language environment that explains that. And I guess that's why I had the sense of it without ever anyone having said it.
Yeah. I think the first thing is that the state in France is a word which is always spelt with a capital letter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a simple thing. Yeah. And you'll, on your word processor, it'll correct you if you write it with a small letter, and then it'll ask you to put an accent on the capital letter, which is not always easy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's the very anecdotal. So everything comes down from that, trickles down from that. The state is considered as the purveyor of meaning, of categories. And it's due to the history of France. You know, we're in a Bonapartist state. I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but it is a Bonapartist state. If you look at the constitution, the power of the President of the Republic is just absolutely huge compared with a British Prime Minister, even compared with the US President, who has the famous checks and balances, which still work a little bit. So if you apply that to art, and if you apply that to the different movements, in particular the popular movements that come and then die or come and develop, then that a point comes at which they need recognition, and they will always just ask for it as if it's a due.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's...
No, that makes perfect sense. And it also makes sense of the appropriation of hip-hop from America, where in America it was about the self-expression, a very sort of agile self-expression. It was using minimal tools to dance because you could do it in the street. And here it's become something else, that it's not the expression that's as important as the art itself, that it's kind of... It's become kind of totemic, I guess, in a sense, that it means something other than, something bigger than itself.
Yeah, well, there's an interesting thing going on at the moment in the hip-hop movement, in particular in Paris, is that there's a group called, which is a group which is quite heavily funded by the city of Paris and by the region, the Paris region, which is and has very good connections with the politicians. And is building up a festival which started, I think, a couple of years ago, and is building pretty fast, which is attempting to siphon off all that's good in hip-hop for the capital, basically. And when we all know, or we know in France, that the hip-hop movement essentially came out of, not Paris, came out of places like this, the Seine-Saint-Denis, the 93, and so forth. So there's a conflict brewing, in fact, between the originators of the hip-hop movement, who took into consideration the spirit of American hip-hop, minimalist, the spirit of... you know, multiculturalism, respect, all those iconic values that they brought, and they feel like Paris is starting to take it from them,
right.
Because they have the money, because they can create a festival, and because they're now, instead of the suburbs, Paris suburbs, going into Paris and saying, this is what we do, this is how it's done, it's Paris is slowly coming into the suburbs and saying, you started it, bring it to the suburbs. So it's kind of reversal.
I wonder if, and this could be total nonsense, I wonder if there is some kind of emergent conflict between the fact that the French are totally comfortable with high art. The notion of being pretentious here is handled in a completely different way to the UK. The people, lay people, are quite comfortable with really high conceptual art. And that when that that the sense of the integrity of that process, you've got a problem of just both the identity of the art itself and the process by which it's disseminated. Does that make sense?
I'm not sure I got that one.
In America, they're very comfortable with things being sellable. So the self-expression of hip-hop dovetailed really to it being a way out of the ghetto, out of poverty, that actually just by selling it, that commercialization is a fairly simple process. If you have state-funded art and a very kind of grand concept of what that art means, that the process of making that commercially viable, or of someone else coming in and doing that, that actually there's... The negotiation around that is kind of a difficult one for people to kind of come up with terms that make sense and mutual agreeability around it.
Yeah, well, that's the big debate in France, especially now with the so-called financial crisis really biting, is the fact that a lot of French art people are hostile to the idea of commercializing or even making art company or your art activity viable. There is a real hostility to that. From what you're saying, I think, is the fact that French people are easier with high art than, you know, there's in Britain there can be sometimes what I'd call a kind of slightly philistinistic aspect. But the downside in France is that the commercial side, the fact of making money or at least not losing money, is often frowned on. You know, it's not a debate that can happen. And we're very much in that now because we're struggling financially. Yeah. So we absolutely have to find new funding streams. Generate ourselves, that's what I was talking about earlier on about getting in cahoots with producers, you know, a win-win situation, money, but at the end it's going to be zero for both because we'll make a bit of money as well. That is it's difficult to afford, for example, of course that's necessary, hearable very easily, because they're in a thing where we are a communist city, we fund the arts, you have funding for that, okay, it's going down a bit, but you know, you can still manage it. Don't think about commercializing, don't think about making money, because otherwise you won't be thinking about the people. Whereas we think more and more, and we're going to have to change our way of thinking, is that they're both compatible.
Yeah. Mark, it's fantastic. I really like what you're doing here. I'm excited to hear about it, and I wish you all the best.
Yeah, all the best to you. They're both compatible.
Yeah. Mark, it's fantastic. I really like what you're doing here. I'm excited to hear about it, and I wish you all the best.
Yeah, all the best to you.